In that regard, we're going to do the walking practice now. And I ordinarily, the walking practice is taking a path that you make for yourself. It can be in your living room or the hallway where you're staying. In my own instance, this morning it'll be in my office, which is about 10, 12 steps one way and 10, 12 back the other way. And that's my path. It doesn't have to be longer. It could be half that. Or it could be twice as long. But the path has a beginning and an end because it is contained. The idea is we're containing our mind as we move the energy so that the energy that's been collected and sitting gets released out. But a way where we don't lose the mindfulness. And so we start with that. What's our path? And then ordinarily the instruction is to watch and be present for the felt sense of the body, particularly the lower body, particularly the legs, as they lift, swing in place, or just lift in place, depending on how fast you're moving, you let that register. And you're welcome to do that kind of walking practice in whatever way you've learned it. But you're also welcome to experiment with get to the place that you're going to walk and say, may I walk with my dignity, with my inner dignity. And it's a heart's request. May I walk with my inner dignity. May I walk with my inner dignity. You're being available to know the felt sense of that dignity. And so each step, you're stepping into your dignity. You don't have to say it over and over again, but you can say it at various points in those steps of 10, 12, 15, whatever they are for you. I'm going to step into my dignity. And then you just take step and you feel the physical body stepping. But it's your dignity's there with it. Your dignity's there with it. Just if you are willing to try that, I invite you to try that. We're going to do a number of these things so that you get more of a felt sense of this style of practice and how grounding, how powerful it can be to stop all the reactivity of mind. And this is not just for your meditation time, but for your daily life, that you can be in the middle of some situation where you're a little secure or you're not being treated so nice, and you can still just drop into that dignity. No exaggeration here. Again, I am being completely literal, that you discover that you can summon, you can find that it's there and you can be embodied in your dignity. So this is the exploration. This, I know this may be very different for some of you and how you practice. That's okay. You do some of it, you don't do some of it, that's okay. But if you don't give yourself this kind of chance, this kind of opportunity, how do you know how valuable it can be for you? How do you know? How do you know what's possible that's right there within your already existing practice, but you just didn't know how to kind of get out of your own way? How do you know? That's what, for all of our practice, it's like that. We just, we lose that perspective, but we're always being available, really. This is just naming what we're already doing. So we will have let me look. We have 25 minutes of practice, please. So if you'll come back, it's at 10:45 now, so come back at 11:10. Okay.